Before you venture out into your own garden this season, commentator Joel Achenbach has this warning.
You really shouldn't go outside in springtime unless you've got the appropriate attitude. Happy, relaxed, hopeful, romantic. You're supposed to feel a sudden glandular urge to host a Sunday brunch. What's really crucial, I think, is to experience one other sensation. Extreme paranoia. Yes, fear, anxiety, dread. Ask yourself the next time you're gliding among the flowers and the butterflies, what's this season really up to? I'll tell you what's going on. A biological hoax. Spring is a con artist. It puts a civilized veneer on what is really a barbaric and primitive enterprise. Springtime is a delicate, highly choreographed dance that precedes a wild, frenzied, manic orgy of biological reproduction. Anyway, within a few weeks, the trouble begins. One day you go outside and discover your car is coated with a sickly yellow-green film of pollen. Every surface in town is slathered with the random spewings of the trees. Hey, we all love trees, but we just wish they had better aim. Then comes several weeks of bird cacophony. I'm not talking about trilling and twittering and chirping. I'm talking about a deafening racket. They love to crank the volume at dawn. I'm constantly staggering half asleep to the window and shouting, "Hey, shut up already!" Don't even get me started on weeds. A weed, as you know, is defined as a plant that grows more vigorously than any of the plants you actually like. All of America is overrun with invasive weeds, the result of globalization, of pernicious seeds carried on 747s in the tread of a hiker's boot. There was a time when Darwinian evolution occurred in discrete niches, in biological islands of one kind or another. Now, terrestrial biota has been scrambled, and the bad stuff has landed in my yard. My weeds are as vicious as animals. They can actually reach out and grab a small child. I tried to grow kudzu last year, but it all got smothered by the weeds. By August, most of my gardening will be done with a machete and a flamethrower. Now that it's May, it's gnat season. Gnats have an inexplicable desire to drink from the human eyeball. I'm trying very hard to train the gnats to leave my eyes alone and drink from the cat bowl. The culprit in all of this is, of course, DNA. As you know, DNA is a large and complex molecule that is interested in nothing but replication. A squirrel, for example, is nothing but an elaborate piece of biological technology designed to increase the amount of squirrel DNA in the world. The situation is true up and down the food chain. You know what they say about a bacterium? Its only ambition is to become bacteria. So think about all this the next time you're meandering in nature. The agenda of life is fairly simple-minded and brutal. Yes, there's romance, but romance is a bait-and-switch tactic designed to drive us together so that in a matter of months we're all stuck in the checkout line at Target with a jumbo pack of diapers. Sometimes, to be sure, you have to stop and smell the flowers. But remember, flowers have an agenda that goes way beyond just looking pretty.
The comments of Joel Achenbach, a columnist for The Washington Post and author of the new book, It Looks Like a President, Only Smaller.